Penguin Random House Audio presents Knife by Joe Nesbo. Translated from the Norwegian by Neil Smith. Read for you by John Lee. Part 1. Chapter 1. A ragged dress was hanging from one branch of a rotting pine tree. It put the old man in mind of a song from his youth about a dress on a washing line. But this dress wasn't hanging in a southerly breeze like in the song, but in the ice-cold meltwater in a river. It was completely still down at the bottom of the river, and even though it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was March, and the sky above the surface of the water was clear, just as the forecast had said, there wasn't a lot of sunlight left after it had been filtered through a layer of ice and 4 meters of water, which meant that the pine tree and dress lay in weird greenish semi-darkness. It was a summer dress, he had concluded, blue with white polka dots. Maybe the dress had once been coloured, he didn't know. It probably depended on how long the dress had been hanging there, snagged on the branch. And now the dress was hanging in a current that never stopped, washing it, stroking it when the river was running slowly, tugging and pulling at it when the river was in full flow, slowly but surely tearing it to pieces. If you looked at it that way, the old man thought, the dress was a bit like him. That dress had once meant something to someone, a girl or woman, to the eyes of another man or a child's arms. But now, just like him, it was lost, discarded, without any purpose, trapped, constrained, voiceless. It was just a matter of time before the current tore away the last remnants of what it had once been. "What are you watching?" he heard a voice say from behind the chair he was sitting in. Ignoring the pain in his muscles,